You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice for the church, declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint, where we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Alan Phillips, who's a lawyer, who actually deals with vaccines and the rights of people as far as the vaccination of their children are concerned. And this really is a very important issue because the vast majority of the American people are victims of a propaganda campaign that tells us that vaccines are wonderful. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that they are wonderful. They've changed the whole face of disease. And certainly I never saw here in the United States a case of polio in all the years I practiced. I saw the residual of it, and we operated on many of the residual people with polio to get them their limbs and backs and spines straightened out. And but, of course, certainly in other countries where they didn't have vaccines, well, they still had polio, although polio is pretty well gone by now. And a lot of people will tell you it would have gone away anyway. I don't believe that. I believe that the vaccination had a profound impact, and so they did away with this terrible disease. But at what cost? And what you were never going to be told is that millions of people have died because of the simian virus 40 virus was in the original polio vaccine, and they've lied about this, and basically, certainly, they've covered this up, and millions of people have died because of that, and millions of people, tens of millions of people carry this vaccine today, and they will die from the cancer they're going to get from that. Mothers pass it on to their children, and we never mentioned that. And then, of course, then why is there a major increase in autism and autoimmune disease and ADD and ADHD and so many other diseases and cancer? What have we done as far as the normal physiological response of the body with the vaccines? What's the risk-benefit ratio? And do we have the right to make the decision as to whether we're going to get vaccines? Or should we have the right to say no because we don't know what's in those vaccines? And when you take a vaccine, do you know what's in that vaccine? Do you look at the label? Do you know what thimerosal is? It's mercury. There's no safe dose of mercury. And yet it's in so many of the vaccines given today. And there's aluminum, and there's many other things, formaldehyde, all sorts of things in those vaccines. And the average individual doesn't know. And you should be learn. But that's why I wanted Alan to be with you, because you have to know, if you do believe there's a problem, what you can do. Alan, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Well, it's indeed my great pleasure and honor to be with you. Thank you for having me.
You go right ahead and pick up the story. What got you involved in this battle? Because this is not something most attorneys are concerned about.
Yeah, I actually, I'm sure I'm quite unique in the legal profession in that regard. With regard to the specific issue, I was not an attorney in my early adult years, and I think if someone would have told me at that time that one day I'd be an attorney and a legislative activist, I probably would have been on the ground laughing. But I stumbled onto the vaccine controversy and had no concern or reason whatsoever to question vaccines until my first son was born, and that's about 20 years ago now. And discovered a wonderful little book by Neil Miller called Vaccines, Are They Really Safe and Effective? And it opened me up to the reality of what I now loosely call the vaccine controversy, and I have just never really looked back. I was so moved by what I learned in those early years of my ongoing exploration that I went back to school and picked law school so that I could be more effective in dealing with the issue. So I actually went to law school primarily because of the vaccine issue.
And actually, I think we still carry that book. It's an excellent book. We'll be back in a moment with Alan Phillips. And of course, if you have any questions, give us a call.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and health care you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
With Alan Phillips. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Alan certainly is a lawyer who deals primarily with vaccine issues and to help people certainly determine whether or not they want to get vaccines. And he says he doesn't really, I say that he doesn't make the decision for you. You need to be informed and you need to make the decision. One of the things he points out, and I think is probably very, very wise, is that you should not be giving vaccines to children, very young children. In Japan, they will not give them suddenly before 2 years of age, and they have very little autism or ADD or ADHD in Japan because they don't give them early. Some doctors will not give vaccines until the child is five, and then probably restricts the number of vaccines. And where we're getting into trouble is we're getting more and more vaccines. We're giving them to as soon as the child is born, and basically they can do nothing but harm. First of all, the immune system is not prepared to utilize this, and so what does it do? It simply mobilizes the immune system and creates all sorts of problems, and we see skyrocketing incidence of autoimmune disease because we've altered the function of the immune system. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, you don't have to be bashful. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, and go right ahead, Alan.
Well, I stumbled onto information that I was completely unaware of until when my first child was born a friend of mine told me that she had another friend whose child had been permanently disabled by a vaccine. And that was something I had never heard of before. And that's what launched my exploration of the issue that has been ongoing ever since. And at one point, I was moved to go back to school and to go to law school, primarily because of my concern about the vaccine issue. And to this day now, for the last close to 25 years, give or take, we have had in place a federal vaccine injury compensation program where the federal government compensates individuals or families because of children or adults who are injured or killed by vaccines. And I think most people don't recognize that every year the federal government pays out about $100 million because of vaccine disability or vaccine death, disability and death caused by the vaccine. And that seems like an enormous number to me, but you can actually multiply that by a factor of somewhere between 10 and 100 because the CDC admits that only about 10% of these serious events from vaccines get reported. And the FDA has estimated that it could be as few as 1% of serious vaccine adverse events that get reported. So we really don't know. We really have no idea what the actual scope of vaccine harm is. And so when somebody says, as we hear often from mainstream health authorities, yes, there's the occasional unfortunate serious event from vaccines, but, you know, there's a net benefit because of all the people who are saved by vaccines. Well, we really don't have any data to make that calculation because we really don't know how many people are seriously hurt or killed by vaccines.
And I think most people don't understand the reason we have a federal program to compensate people is because, of course, it stipulates that you cannot sue the vaccine manufacturers no matter what they do. Why is it that you cannot sue them if your child is permanently damaged? And then, of course, you go into this court and you're going to have to fight the federal government. And, boy, you don't think it's tough to fight the federal government, you know. Obviously, on most issues, on this one, it's their money. They consider it their money, and they're not going to give it up easily. And basically, of course, the reason that we have this legislation is because the vaccine manufacturer said, look, we're not going to produce vaccines unless you give us total immunity from prosecution. I wonder how many doctors know that. I wonder how many parents know that when they allow their child to be vaccinated. And then, of course, if they die afterwards or develop autoimmune disease or all sorts of colitis, of the myriad of problems. In fact, I just heard a statistic, and I think it's valid, that certainly if you are an elderly individual and you take, a flu shot every year for 3 or 4 years, well, your incidence of Alzheimer's goes up something like tenfold. Tenfold increase if you're taking regular influenza shots every year as an older person. And Alzheimer's disease is a terrible thing, but don't worry about it because the people die early anyway when they have Alzheimer's disease. Have you heard statistics like that, Alan?
I have heard that. I don't recall off the top of my head the gentleman's name, but it was a fellow who has a history of published research who had looked at information saying that if you had a flu vaccine more than 2 consecutive years in a row, that the risk of Alzheimer's went up by a factor of 10, exactly what you just said. So it is something certainly worth considering. There was some other information, speaking of the flu vaccines, the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota had some data that showed that if you got a vaccine, a flu vaccine, 2 years in a row, it would potentially actually lower your protection rather than have a positive benefit. And yet another recent study that was looking at children, preteen and teenagers, found that children that had received a flu vaccine or influenza vaccine, to be, I guess, a little more precise, had between 3 and 4 times the rate of non-influenza respiratory illness compared to the children that didn't get a vaccine. So, you know, we use the word flu as sort of a generic term for anything that has flu-like symptoms, and influenza is just a very small percentage of the total number of viruses that can cause flu-like symptoms. So when someone asks, can the flu vaccine cause the flu? Well, if you consider upper respiratory illnesses to be the flu generally, in sort of generic terms, then yes, there's some evidence showing exactly that.
But our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And yet there's an organized effort to force people to actually take that flu shot. They're giving away free flu shots in the hospitals. They require certainly the employees there to take the flu shot. And if they don't do it, they insist on them wearing a mask, certainly. And basically that is simply to make stigmatize them. But I will tell you, I have friends certainly who refused to take the flu shot and basically worn the mask. And as they say, you know, everybody else is getting the flu, and we're not getting the flu because we didn't take the flu shot. Well, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But what about some of the things that are in vaccines that are harmful other than altering the immune response of the human body and perhaps precipitating autoimmune disease, ulcerative colitis, similar things? But what about certainly some, are there toxins in some of the vaccines that are potentially dangerous, especially when you're taking a whole flock of vaccines?
Well, this is really interesting. I know one of the medical doctors who I regard today as being one of the most informed medical doctors on the subject of vaccines is an osteopathic physician, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and it was really interesting when she was describing how she stumbled onto this issue, that she just assumed there was, an antigen and maybe a saline solution or something. She had never looked at a package insert to see what were actually the ingredients in vaccines. And I suspect that she's representative of medical doctors generally. They probably are not taught in medical school exactly what goes into vaccines, but there's a long list of toxic ingredients. Now, the official position on that is that these ingredients are in such minute quantities, trace levels or what have you, that they really have no effect, no harmful effect, or no significant risk. Of course, we know that to not be the case when, again, you look at the payout from the federal government for vaccine injury and death. But many of these ingredients can have harmful effects, even though they're in small quantities. And I suspect there has not really been adequate research done on what the different combinations of the ingredients do. But I have read that, for example, there are some vaccines that contain, as you mentioned earlier, Dr. Stan, both aluminum and mercury, either one of which can be toxic alone. But I have read that the combination together amplifies the toxicity of either one of them alone. It's more than just simply the addition of the toxicity of the two element separately.
And I think what people realize is that, or don't stop and think, is that many times doctors will say, well, as long as you're here, let's get not just one vaccine, but four or five of them. As after all, it's just as easy to give them to you all at one time. And then you get this cumulative effect of all these poisons. And the doctor does know, you will never see this discussed at any medical meeting. I go to medical meetings every week, and I've never heard any of the potential dangers of vaccines ever mentioned at certainly one of the meetings. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You got a question or comment? Let's go to Matt, who's calling us from Albany, New York. Hi, Matt. Do you have a question or comment?
I have a comment, Dr. Stan. I just wanted to tell you that at my job down here in Albany, we have we actually have the option of the flu shot, which I always refuse to take. But we do have to take the TB shot. If we don't do the TB shot, then it actually terminates. So, I mean, they're pretty strict on on making us take the TV shot. But
what sort of work do you do? I mean, can you tell us the sort of work? Are you in contact with?
Yeah, I mean, well, I actually cook food for a hospital, but I don't work in the hospital. I work in a plant that cooks food for hospitals.
Okay, hold that thought. Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we were able to talk, we're talking to Matt from New York, works as in food preparation for schools, and basically, of course, they try to get them to take a flu shot. He won't do it. Now, of course, they're trying to say, well, if you won't do it, why won't you take it? And, of course, as Alan points out, why, of course, suddenly, usually down the line, they'll really gradually try to force everybody to take the flu shot, and that certainly, I think, is totally unjustified. As far as the DPT shot, this is a skin test that's given to people to see if they have developed an allergy to tuberculosis. But you can't many times see TB, certainly it's simply on a chest x-ray. But in case people can be carrying the bacteria, and when suddenly you are in a position where you might be able to pass it on to others, there may very well be justification for the skin test. They've done this for years. And if we're not taking too many of these items, I don't think we're going to get into trouble. It is simply, if you had maybe one skin test a year, that wouldn't be such a terrible thing. But when they're going to give you 20 or 30 vaccinations over a period of 2 years, you're asking for real trouble and complications. Matt, anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Nope, that's it. Thanks a lot.
God bless. Thanks very much for calling. Cindy, any comments you would like to make, Alan, before we go on to the next caller?
Yes, absolutely. While there are very few state laws that apply to employees, vaccine exemption laws, they are usually only applied to students, federal civil rights law does provide a legal out on religious grounds, and the federal civil rights law is about religious accommodation in the workplace. It's not about any specific issue. So this could apply to anything, a vaccine, a TB test, or anything else that's in conflict with your religious belief. And in terms of how the law defines religion for legal purposes, a complete explanation is lengthy, but just as a brief introduction, it does not matter whether or not you belong to any religious organization at all. And if you do belong to a particular religion or religious organization, it doesn't matter which one it is. So in other words, your personal religious belief or your personal interpretation of whatever your religion is. So in that respect, the way the law defines religion is very, very broad. And so many people can qualify for what you could think of at least loosely as an exemption to a vaccine or a TB test required at work. You have to know how to approach it, though. And the hospitals that my clients have worked at around the country, most of them will create some sort of religious exemption policy, but they'll create one that is unlawfully restrictive. So it's a tricky area to deal with, and I recommend that people dealing with employer-mandated vaccines consider working with an attorney, because in my experience, most people, when they go to write a statement of their beliefs opposed to immunization, will run into trouble. The way the law works on that turns out to be to not be consistent with most people's common sense approach. But there is law there that can help you, is the bottom line.
Okay, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Alan, how can people get in touch with you, get your website, learn more about your work?
Sure. My website is vaccinerights.com, vaccinerights.com. You can email me at attorney@vaccinerights.com, but all the contact information, telephone and email and so forth, is right at the top of every page there at vaccinerights.com.
VaccineRights.com. Okay, fine. Well, basically, if you have a question, because this is an important issue, and certainly our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Certainly, Alan, certainly, are the authorities certainly getting more restrictive and trying to force you more and more to take the vaccines? Are they certainly recognizing the right that we should have not to take vaccines, because at least there is evidence that some people have had their lives shattered or destroyed through vaccination?
Well, and of course, as you well know, the diseases can also be problematic, though most of the childhood infectious diseases for most people, at least in first world countries, the diseases are benign. Children will, recover from them. So there's no 100% safe option. But there certainly are some serious problems with the vaccines that have been under-recognized, let's say.
And basically, of course, the skyrocketing incidence of autoimmune disease, of ADD, of ADHD, of some of these, of ulcerative colitis, of the whole spectrum of immune diseases is rather frightening, then, that the dramatic increase. And suddenly coming on just as they suddenly began using the vaccinations. And there's a causal relationship, there's no question. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. If you got a question or comment, love to hear from you.
While a storm cloud
Hi, this is Joyce Wiley, and most of you now know why so many people believe that miracle food stuff really is a miracle. Miracle food products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and my guest is Alan Phillips. And Alan, of course, deals almost exclusively from a legal point of view with the vaccine rights of individuals. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Autism and autism-related disorders, and the growing, the increased number of mandatory vaccines. There was a particularly interesting correlation, a jump in the rise of autism, both here in the U.S. and in Britain, when the MMR vaccine was first introduced. However, it was introduced 10 years later in Britain than it was introduced here, and the jump in autism occurred 10 years later in Britain than it did here. It was a very interesting and maybe disturbing correlation. You know, everyone's body is different, and some children will appear to have no reaction whatsoever of any, you know, serious nature or consequence, and others can have very serious reactions. As far as I know, there is no way to test children in advance to find out who is more susceptible to a serious reaction. Or if we had that kind of filtering mechanism in place, it could be a wonderful blend between the desire that many people have to have the benefits from vaccines while minimizing the adverse effects. But as far as I know, there is no system or procedure available, certainly no system in place, but no procedure available that would enable us to identify the high-risk people in advance.
All right, well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. We have Eric calling from Michigan. Eric, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, there's a book I heard about. I was wondering if the guest has heard about this or read it. It's called The Horrors of Vaccination, or maybe it's singular, by a fellow Britisher by the name of Higgins. And it's from either the 20s or the 30s, sort of establishes way back when the perils of this diabolical process.
I don't recognize that specific title, but I read two or three years ago a real interesting book where someone had written a history of vaccination. And to my surprise, because I was pretty much not familiar prior to reading that book with much of the history. And an interesting thing that I learned is that throughout the history of vaccination, there have been outspoken opponents from, including people right out of the mainstream medical community. So the opposition to vaccines is not something that has just cropped up in the last few years, although I'm very much of the impression that the opposition has grown considerably in recent decades. I don't have figures to really know one way or the other, but my impression is that there's more opposition now than maybe there was, at least in terms of numbers of people. That may not be accurate, but if it is, I would attribute it to the Internet as providing the means for people to share and find information much more easily and more quickly.
I think that's a very, very important point, the fact we do have the Internet. And if you have any questions, you go up on the Internet and look up and see the horror stories of the people's whose lives have been ruined or whose children's lives have been ruined or lost because of vaccination. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Eric, did you have anything else you wanted to say or ask?
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, quickly. Is it also true that the viruses or the pathogens themselves, since it's bypassing the normal immune system, which is the gut, aren't the pathogens equally egregious as the adjuvant? Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Well, basically, of course, what Jack is pointing out is the fact that the vaccines are basically, or many of them, ordinarily you'd get the virus by ingestion. Instead of that, we're suddenly injecting it into people. Now, sometimes, of course, certain vaccines are given in a manner very, very similar to the way we'd get it. And the polio vaccine you got by ingesting, and suddenly they developed a polio vaccine that you got by ingesting. In other words, you got polio by ingesting the virus, and you got the vaccine by ingesting the virus. So at least it worked a lot more normally. The problem with the polio vaccine, and this information has been suppressed, but the problem with the polio vaccine was that basically it was cultured in monkeys. It was cultured in a green monkey, and there were about 40 of viruses in those monkeys. And basically, one of them, the last one they checked, SV40, was a cancer-producing virus. I'm sure you're acquainted with that, aren't you, Alan?
Yes, sir.
Why don't you comment on that a little bit? Because I think that's so vitally important. And we have literally tens of millions of people who are carrying that virus today. And when women get pregnant, they pass it on to their offspring. And suddenly we will never get this cancer-producing virus out of our community. And the tragedy is that the medical profession is simply lying about that. And suddenly the average doctor isn't lying. He doesn't have any idea what this is all about. But the people in key positions know, and they're afraid that the public ever learns why they'd lose confidence. And so they allow this to go on and these people to carry the virus and to pass it on to their offspring. And, of course, millions of people have died as a direct result of the cancer-producing virus in the polio vaccine, SV40, simian virus 40. Go right ahead, Alan.
Yeah, oh, I just really want to reiterate a point you made there. I don't believe for a second that there's a conspiracy theory, a conspiracy among medical doctors or even among employees in the pharmaceutical industry or state and federal agencies. But I believe adamantly that there is a conspiracy within a relatively small number of key decision-making positions. And there was a real interesting survey done by the Union of Concerned Scientists, a nonprofit organization. They surveyed federal agency scientists back in, I think it was 2005 or 2007, a few years ago. And they found, they surveyed agency scientists in five or more federal agencies. The FDA was one of them. And they found people in these agencies, the scientists in these agencies, saying things like they were told to change the conclusions in their research, or they saw policy enacted that was directly contrary to the findings in their research. So there may be probably a majority of people who I think are people of integrity, try to do the right thing, but some decision maker decides what's going to happen, and it may or may not be consistent with their own research scientist findings. And that reality is very disturbing to me. But I believe that kind of thing has gone on to a significant degree in terms of vaccines and vaccine policy and law. There is much information that seems to me to be directly contradicting many of the mainstream beliefs about vaccines and the policy that's based on those beliefs.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And basically, of course, you need to have somebody to ask questions. If you are facing certainly efforts to force you to have your child vaccinated before they can go to school, and you feel strongly, as I do, that most of these vaccines do far more harm than good, or at least you're never quite sure what's in them. And we do know from the past history of the tragedies that have unfolded, and we actually have a talk, certainly, on vaccines, a DVD. We hope that you'll want to get that and get the information. It's available on our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, where we give you the history of vaccination, the pros and cons, and the potential dangers that are there. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Alan, Sidney, are there a lot of children who are required then to get the vaccines before they enter school or before they enter day school? What's this current status? What's really going on?
Well, vaccines are required for daycare, preschool, school, college, in all 50 states and all U.S. territories. They're also required for military members and families, for immigrants, which includes foreign adoption, increasingly, as we've already discussed, for healthcare workers. And this is something that is not by any means stagnant. It's a growing phenomenon that there are increasingly more and more vaccines that are being required of more and more children and adults. And I think it's really important that we become legislatively aware and legislatively active so that we can see what's going on in our own state and around the country. And one of the best places I know to go to do that is the National Vaccine Information Center's Advocacy Portal. This is a nonprofit organization that tracks, they do a lot of things, but one of the things they do is track vaccine legislation around the country. And their web address is nvicadvocacy.org, nvicadvocacy.org. And you can go see what's happening legislatively around the country. What are the bills that are pending right now that if they get passed will become laws? Highly recommend that folks concerned with this issue go do that. It's it, the NBIC has set up this system on the web that makes it possible for people to be legislatively aware and active with a minimum amount of time. You used to have to take on a part-time job if you wanted to try to make a difference legislatively, and now you can spend a few minutes a week and stay on top of all of this. Recommend folks do that.
Well, no, basically, if a child is going to be put into public school, can the parents just say, well, it's against my religious belief. I don't believe in vaccines, or we're not going to have them. How does that work?
Well, there are three different kinds of exemptions, medical, religious, and then personal or philosophical. And with respect to schools and daycares, every state and U.S. territory has and offers a medical exemption, but the specific procedure and, for example, whether or not the state can challenge it, it's just going to vary from state to state. In some states, if you have a doctor recommending the exemption, that's the end of the story. In other states, the doctor can recommend the exemption, and the state can say, well, we disagree with your doctor, and you have to get the vaccine anyway. 48 states have a religious exemption. Again, the procedures are going to vary from state to state. If you're in a state or some other situation where you have to state your beliefs or describe the beliefs that are opposed to vaccines, those are the situations where I recommend that people consider getting help from an attorney, because that's a tricky area. But many times you just have to write a short sentence. You don't have to explain your beliefs, or you just sign a form. The procedure is different for every state, so you need to find out what your state's procedure is. And then about 20 or so states offer a personal or philosophical exemption. You don't have to explain or justify that in terms of school or daycare exemptions, but increasingly states are throwing in additional hurdles that you have to jump over. You have to get a doctor's signature saying that you've had a lecture about the risks and benefits, which will typically be all about the presumed benefits and not really much at all about the real risks. So it's biased information in terms of what I've seen so far. But all of the West Coast states in the last 3 or 4 years have changed their laws to add new education, quote-unquote, requirements in order to get an exemption. Colorado has a bill pending right now that wants to do the same thing. So this is one of the trends, legislative trends in the vaccine arena that's moving around the country pretty rapidly. And the way that each of the three West Coast states have worded their laws, in my opinion, violates the Constitution with respect to those people who have qualifying religious objections to vaccines.
Well, now, what happens if you have a child and the child has a vaccine and they have a serious, certainly, a medical problem after that, either immune disease or mental disease? Basically, is this something that you would handle for them? And because the average individual wouldn't have any idea how even to get in touch with the National Vaccine Fund.
Well, if somebody has had a vaccine reaction or injury and they're looking for compensation, I actually work only with exemptions and waivers. But if anyone wants to email me, I can send you a list of attorneys around the country who handle vaccine injury cases. If someone is looking for a medical exemption based on a reaction, now that's a separate question. And usually what you've got to do with that is you've got to have a medical doctor who's going to back you up, who's going to make the recommendation. It is a legal question, and there is going to be a specific procedure that varies from state to state and potentially slightly different qualifications that may vary, you know, somewhat from state to state, depending on each state's wording of their laws. But you have to... generally, you have to either meet some predefined list of recognized, what they call contraindications, a condition that says you qualify to refuse this vaccine or that vaccine for medical reasons. But medical exemptions, I mean, if you qualify for one, you definitely want one, because you don't want to get a vaccine if you have a medical condition that increases the risk of a serious adverse event. But they can be tricky because they can sometimes be temporary, or they can be for only one or some vaccines, or you may have a doctor who's recommending it, and you might be in a state where the state health department has authority to disagree, because let's face it, nobody knows more about your child than some bureaucrat sitting in the state capitol who's never seen your child.
Well, I think this is really a very, very serious problem. I hope our listeners of Cindy will at least remember Alan's name one more time, get your telephone number, by at least your email, and how people, your website, people can get in touch with you.
Sure, and I work with people all over the country with all different kinds of exemptions and waivers. You can get all the information at vaccinerights.com, and you can email me at attorney@vaccinerights.com.
Vaccinerights.com. Well, Alan, I want to thank you very much, and certainly we'll look forward to talking to you again in the not-too-distant future. If anything comes up, be sure to give me a call. We'd always love to have you on. You're an excellent guest. Always a pleasure to have you here right at Radio Liberty.
My great pleasure. Well, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available.
And we have a number of different DVDs and four CD sets and books on this very subject. We carry a wonderful DVD by our good friend Russell Blaylock of Vaccines and Brain Development. It's a talk Russell gave when he was here in California. You'll certainly want to see it. Vaccines and Brain Development. And then, of course, we have two DVDs, talks given by Dr. David Ayoub. And one is certainly on the danger of the mercury in the vaccines. The other is on the danger of aluminum in vaccines. And you can get all of these DVDs by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And you can just simply ask for Vaccines and Brain Development by Dr. Blaylock. And then, of course, the Dr. Ayoub, A-Y-O-U-B, his talk on vaccines and aluminum, his talk on vaccines and mercury. They're two separate talks, both excellent, and Dr. Ayoub has a tremendous wealth of knowledge. Always certainly one of our favorite guests. We have a four CD set on vaccines that we recommend. We do carry Neil Miller's little book on vaccinations. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. You need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, there really are people who want to hurt our children. Now, the vast majority of people who support vaccines are sincere, and they really do want to do what's right. But there are evil and wicked people out there, and if you haven't heard my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, or on population control, the secret agenda, and these are two separate DVDs, but we recommend them, certainly, because they will give you an overview of the programs that are being implemented across America and indeed across the world today. You have to understand that the leaders, the people working behind the scenes, believe there are too many people in the world, and they intend to kill the majority of them off. We have already killed or prevented the birth of at least 2 billion children. 2 billion children. Certainly, as far as China, 400 million children have been aborted there. 400 million children have been aborted in India. 400 million children have been aborted in Russia, going back to the beginning of the last century. That's 1.2 billion. And then with those we've killed in Africa and South America and throughout the rest of Asia, I figure 2 billion is a very good figure. And then, of course, then they've been putting out things that will promote cancer. They poison our food. They put aspartame in our food. They put our food into something that is lined with bisphenol. The lining on every tin can, it's in plastics, and it has a profound impact. It's carcinogenic. It decreases fertility. They use all sorts of things that decrease fertility. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know what they're doing. They're fluoridating the water, and water fluoridation increases a cancer. It decreases fertility. It lowers the intelligence. They know exactly what they're doing. You need to get the documentation, incidentally, with my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. There's an excellent syllabus that goes with that. You'll want to get it. You want to be able to have the documentation so that you can discuss this intelligently. And we put a lot of work in it. It's pretty good, even if I do say so. And you can get these items by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we want to point out that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you out in the listening audience who'd like to help us, who believe in what we're doing. We ask you to consider joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. We do need your help. We do need your support. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, you can join the Radio Liberty family. You can get our various products. You can perhaps would want to use the various health products we have. We think they're important, the spices. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Lowell Potty, who's an author, who's a scholar, who's a researcher. He's doing a series of 12 books with a friend of his, and he's done 4 of them now. But we like to have him on from time to time to begin to keep us abreast of what's going on. And Lowell, what are we going to be talking about tonight?
Oh, we have a treasure trove of various things, Dr. Stan, but thank God you're alive. I mean, we just heard about this 6.9 magnitude earthquake off the coast of Eureka, north of San Francisco. Did you feel that quake?
No, we really didn't. We're quite a ways from Eureka. We're just on the north shore of Monterey Bay, about 70 miles south of San Francisco. So, no, we're certainly not involved with that. Although one of these days we'll probably have a big one. We haven't had a big one here for probably 20 years, but go right ahead.
And you're doubtless far enough up the mountain that tidal wave, even a large tidal wave.
Right, no. Fortunately, we are up about 2,000 feet, so we get this beautiful view of the bay. We live in sort of a secluded area where it's hard to get to, and so we have a gate on the road. It's almost as if we're isolated. We have just our own little island in a world gone mad, but we're fortunate, we're blessed to live where we do, and to have the opportunity, even as isolated as we are, to be able to get certainly through the miracle of a electronics to be on probably about 12 13 radio stations at this present time, being heard all over the United States, and then by the miracle of the internet all throughout the rest of the world. And when we get letters from people in Sydney, New Zealand, or Australia, or Europe, saying, and you'd be amazed at how many of our friends listen to you, why, it is gratifying. We're truly blessed. Well, what are we going to be talking about tonight, Lowell?
Well, we can discuss the oddity of earthquakes. We can discuss Democrats losing a key congressional seat in Florida this week, which may be a terrifying omen for many of their politicians seeking re-election. We have on March 16th the anniversary of a terrifying event that could come to touch everyone listening to us right now, and that was on the little Mediterranean island of Cyprus. People awoke to find that their banks were locked, that their ATMs were no longer accessible, that their bank accounts had been confiscated by the government with the intention of taking a hefty bite out of the money in everyone's bank account under a whole new government policy that our own government has agreed to, a policy called bailing in rather than bail. Now extended his famous exemption. Almost anyone now who has lost their insurance plan can claim a hardship exemption against having to buy Obamacare. So now basically almost everybody has been exempted. How they can keep this going, I don't know, but they feel they need to through the next election. And we have even more to discuss.
Okay, well, I think that's very, very true. Basically, of course, what happened, as you pointed out, in Florida was they lost an election, a congressional election there. The Democrats never thought they would lose because it was a safe Democratic seat. And basically, they're going to do everything they can to hold things together through November. What is frightening to me is 41% of the people think Obama's doing a great job. I don't understand.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and health care you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, How do you get allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and suddenly we were just talking about the fact that somewhere between 36 and 40% of the American people think Obama is doing a good job. And the reason for it is because there are well over 100 million Americans that are getting a government's check today, of one form or another. In fact, the older people getting Social Security and Medicare, and younger people getting food stamps and certainly all sorts of subsidies. There are over 130 different government federal programs of means of giving money to people. And it really is a wonderful, wonderful system, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody's ever really had the prosperity that we have. And basically, isn't it wonderful, certainly, when we can actually provide that for our people? But there's only one problem. And that is, we can't afford to do it. There's not enough money. And suddenly, Margaret Thatcher had said it best when she said, "Oh, socialism is wonderful until you run out of other people's money to spend." And that's exactly what we have done. Basically, they're having to borrow $1 trillion a year to pay all these things that they're paying. And basically, they have to borrow money so they can give out away food stamps, so they can certainly write our Social Security checks and our Medicare checks and our Medicaid checks and all of these wonderful government programs, and certainly pay the military. The budget is about $3.5 trillion a year, and they're having at present time to borrow $1 trillion of it. Now they say, oh, well, it's not going to be so bad this year. Well, it's only going to certainly be, well, about $560-580 billion. Not as bad as it has been in the past. Ladies and gentlemen, when Barack Hussein Obama became president, the debt, national debt, was $10.7 trillion. Today, the national debt is $17.5 trillion. $17.5 trillion. We've gone up almost, not quite, but almost $7 trillion in a little over 5 years. And basically, it's going to be downhill from there because we cannot continue living on borrowed money. And basically, all these people are living so well today are in for a rude awakening. It's not a matter of if, but when. And basically, if you look and see what they're doing, they're cutting back massively on our military. If you look at the budget, they're not telling you, but over the next 10 years, they're cutting our military 25%. And I'm not even against that at all. But basically, they're going to have to cut back dramatically on Medicare and on Social Security because there isn't enough money, because all these people are dying, and unless they can kill them off, why, they're going to simply bankrupt the system. They know what's going on. They don't want the public to know. They want to convince us everything's fine. Lowell, you pick up the story and I'll be quiet.
Oh, well, please don't be quiet. I mean, Obama has now put forth a new budget that has taken back most of the promised cuts he'd offered to make, except to the military. He is now calling for even more borrowing and spending. His new budget will be in the range of $3.9 trillion a year. And no one stops to ask, where is the money coming from? But what we just saw in this race in the Florida 13th Congressional District, where the Republican won, this was replacing a Republican who had governed for, I guess, 30 years or more in that district, named Bill Young. Now, Bill Young was chairman of one of the military committees in Congress. And what was he famous for? You see, the irony is both parties now represent the welfare state. It's just that traditionally Republicans distribute welfare by way of military spending in the Pentagon. Democrats distribute welfare by way of distributing handouts and just straight enlargement of government, so there are more and more government jobs in that dimension. And they fight each other, it's certainly true, but the reality is the people in that district were already accustomed to welfare. I mean, Bill Young was famous for bringing home tons of military pork spending to that congressional district in Florida. And so it was simply a bidding war between two sides, both of which wish to enlarge the government even more. And this is the challenge we face with the two political parties that exist today. Now, in this case, what's interesting is the Democrats thought they had a perfect candidate. She had nearly won the governorship of the state of Florida before, even though she was brought into that district near St. Petersburg as a kind of carpetbagger. She did not live there. That was not her part of Florida. But they brought her in. She had 100% name recognition. They spent four times more money promoting her than the Republicans had to spend on the Republican candidate. And yet they lost. And they lost because she became identified with Obamacare. And Obamacare is, of course, a financial disaster for the country. It is interesting now that in order to get through the next one or two elections, Mr. Obama has now given exemptions to almost everybody in the country. This new exemption people found out about today, the hardship exemption, used to be, oh, if you had had some terrible tragedy in your home, you might not be forced to take Obamacare. Now, all you need is, as Charles Krauthammer of the Washington Post points out, all you need to prove that you have a catastrophe is you're being asked to take Obamacare. That's a catastrophe all by itself. And so all you have to do is say, I can't afford it, or it's too expensive for me, and you will be exempted until the year 2016, well past the elections coming up this November, where Democrats are at risk of losing the Senate. So now, basically nobody, and yet they're out doing these odd little television cable shows trying to persuade young people to sign up for Obamacare. For young people, Obamacare is a disaster. They're being asked to pay two or three times as much as they used to would have had to pay for insurance, because after all, they are not highly at risk medically. They're being asked to subsidize the whole system. Well, what's now going to happen is Mr. Obama very soon will have to turn and ask Congress to give him at least another $1 trillion. And then if the Republicans in the House refuse to do that, he will point a finger at them and say, they're the reason everything is failing in Obamacare. They wouldn't bail it out. Well, boys and girls, there will never be enough money to bail it out, because it is an appalling system, as you can attest so well being a doctor yourself, a Dr. Stan. And so we have this amusement in the district in Florida where Democrats are trying to rationalize how they could possibly have lost in a race where Barack Obama carried that district in 2008 and 2012. Democrats were expected to win that district. The only thing the Republicans had was a long-time guaranteed pork-bringing Republican who died a few months ago in office. And this was a special election to replace him. This race will be up again, by the way, this November. People will be voting there again to see if the newly elected Republican remains their congressman. But this is a moment of terror for Democrats. The Democrat in this race emphasized that, she hadn't actually voted for Obamacare because she was not in Congress. And she wanted to fix it, whatever that means. You will notice more and more Democrats say they want to fix Obamacare, but they're never specific as to exactly how or what they would do to fix it. And so basically they're just going to have to let it continue, because it is another major income redistribution scheme in the country. It is an attempt, like all the other transfer payments that take up 70% of our tax dollars, to move money from people the politicians don't like into the pockets of people the politicians do like or need as a voting constituency. And we're just creating a society addicted to that kind of free government money. And, of course, an addicted society is not going to remain a successful society for very long. It's not unakin to the society that most of our ancestors left. The only difference is the countries of centuries ago, kings were redistributing the wealth simply by taking it from the people and putting it in their own pockets for those of their cronies. Now, they're largely putting it in the pockets of their cronies. But it's essentially the same thing our ancestors fled from when they left other countries.
I certainly agree with you, and I think that basically what we need to do basically is cut back on taxation. What we need to do is cut back on regulation. What we need to do is get the federal government out of almost everything and get it back to its constitutional restrictions, and then get the state government to begin limiting things. What we need to do is start to get rid of the Federal Reserve System and have suddenly state banks that issue money and basically get something behind our money so it's solid, because right now we're facing the collapse of our economy. And basically, if you don't have a sound monetary system, why you do not have a sound economy? And we don't have a sound monetary system. Currency. Go right ahead.
Yeah, that's partly our whole series of books dedicated to explaining to people how the government deliberately creates inflation and deliberately prints money that has no value back in it, as a way of taxing you and me. That is, a lot of Americans now work off the books. You know, they sell illegal drugs. They put in the next door neighbor's closets or cabinets and so on, and they work off the books. This accounts for, some experts say, 17 to 19% of our economy. It's black market economy of some kind. And these people think, oh, how smart they are, because, after all, they're not declaring their income to the IRS, so they don't get taxed on it. They say, no, boys and girls, you do get taxed on it. Don't you understand? Inflation is a tax. But that is government's way, by printing more money, of sucking all the value you have earned out of those dollars that you have hidden in that safe under the floor of the closet in the back part of the house. It doesn't matter whether the government knows you have those dollars or not. It can still steal them. It steals them simply by printing more and making your dollars worth less.
And the average individual doesn't understand that in 1913, the dollar, when the Federal Reserve System was created, why the dollar is worth a dollar. That dollar is worth about 3 cents, 4 cents today, and it's only going to get worse. And basically, we have to have something solid behind our currency, and suddenly no country does. They're all suddenly competitively printing more and more money. Suddenly here in the United States, why the Federal Reserve is, within the last few years, has gone from about $800 billion up to well over $4.2 trillion, $4.3 trillion. Fortunately, they're keeping this from being put into circulation. When it goes into circulation, why, prices for everything will skyrocket. We'll be back in a moment.
While a storm clouds get...
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Lowell is simply talking about global warming. And basically, it was either earlier this week or the end of last week when the Senate said they spent an evening talking about the threat of global warming and all the things we're going to have to do. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's been no global warming for 17 years. Basically, this is a lie. I mean, suddenly they're having a hard time convincing people we have global warming when we have so much cooling here. They point to the Arctic ice pack that's melting. But of course, they never point out that the Antarctic ice pack is dramatically increasing in size. And of course, the Arctic ice pack melts during the summer in the wintertime. Why, certainly it is still there. But the Antarctic ice pack is increasing in size dramatically. There is no global warming. Certainly our good friend, Dr. Art Robinson, has circulated a petition among 60 of them, actually said that there was any evidence of global warming. They tell you this is determined to be true, but it is not determined to be true. 0.05% of the papers show global warming, and the rest of them show there is no global warming. And suddenly you need to get the scientific papers that are out there. And the people who actually wrote this paper honestly believed in global warming until they summarized all these papers, over 11,000 papers, and I think 50 or 60 of them followed the official line put out by Al Gore. The rest of the scientists said it's a lie. Go right ahead.
Well, here's what I've suggested, and that is, obviously, the propaganda line began developing as early as the 1920s, and the theme was they discovered that carbon dioxide in the atmosphere could act as a greenhouse gas, that in theory it could make things a wee bit warmer. Now, the argument then was, if nothing else changes, but we keep burning fossil fuel and thereby adding CO2 to the atmosphere. I think we've gone from, 200 parts per million to 400 plus parts per million. in that time, that should, in theory, make us warmer. But you see, they add a big qualifier there, and that is if nothing else is acting on the system. Well, the problem is when you burn fossil fuel, for instance, as they can certainly tell you in China today, you don't just add CO2, you also add a lot of other pollutants. You add carbon soot. You add all the ingredients we think of as smog. And those things, guess what? They block out sunlight. One of the ironies about people who lived in Los Angeles, we used to say, and I lived in Los Angeles many years, is that by living there, you have a greater risk than people elsewhere of dying of lung diseases. But you have less of a risk of dying of skin cancer because the smog puts up such a cloud of pollution over you that less sunlight can actually come through to hit you. And so it is. I mean, I could do a long discourse on this, on various topics, such as sulfur, if you want. But what's interesting is nowadays we have seen the classic left-wing Alinskyite tactics used on those who oppose global warming. They are immediately attacked and smeared. And one way of smearing them is to say, oh, 23 years ago, you accepted a luncheon invitation from an oil company or an energy company of some kind, and therefore all your work is tainted by the fact that you did that and cannot be believed. Now, normally one would say this is ridiculous. They actually took you to lunch because they agreed with the work you'd done before they knew you. But the reality is, let's look at it this way. If that is how we're going to accept or not accept work, we should eliminate all the scientific work done by involving government money or government grants or people who work at state universities or government institutions. If you eliminate all the climatologists in that category, there's nobody left who advocates global warming. It's all coming from government, and the policies that are advocated would all make government bigger, richer, and more powerful. In fact, that's the whole purpose of the argument, is to further empower and enlarge government.
And yet, of course, the statistics show that there's been no significant, there's really been no global warming at all for 17 years, 16.5 or 17 years, something like that. Absolutely no global warming. And yet they keep repeating it. They say if you repeat a lie often enough, people will believe.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today.
A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
This is Dr. Stan, and Lowell is just saying that if you work for the government, you've got to go along. And the government scientists who testified and said there was no global warming lost their jobs. They got blacklisted. But basically, there are over 9,000 scientists with PhDs who signed Art Robinson's petition saying there is no evidence that human activity has led to global warming. And suddenly, if you look at the papers that are there, there are about 60 papers out of 11,000 that say global warming is real. All the rest of them say it's not real. They simply have put this scam over on the American people. Why? Because they want to destroy the industrial infrastructure of America. Let me repeat that. They want to destroy the industrial infrastructure of America by taking away our source to cheap electricity. They're raising the price of electricity for industry. They're raising the price of electricity for individuals. They know what they're doing. There's no reason for this. They're tearing down dams to do away with cheap hydroelectricity. They're banning certainly coal burning generators because they want to raise the price of electricity. They are putting in certainly solar and wind energy that's five or six times as expensive. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the public to understand what this scam is, because this is really an attack on America. As they build up the economy of the rest of the world with cheap energy, and they destroy the economy in the United States by driving up the cost of energy senselessly and without justification. Our guest is Lowell Ponte. Lowell, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can certainly get in touch with you. They can get your publications, get to your website.
Oh, sure. They can get in touch with me simply by emailing me at radiowright, R-A-D-I-O-R-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. Our current book, The Great Withdrawal, How the Progressives' 100-Year Debasement of America and the Dollar End, which explains how they do these political manipulations of people in order to rob you, to control you, to take away your rights, your options in the world, and so on. We would be happy to give 1,000 of your listeners tonight, Dr. Stan, postpaid, absolutely free, we'll even pay for the phone call to get it, a copy of this book, the fourth of a series of 12 that Craig Smith and I are doing. And to get the free book, and as I say, we'll pay for all of it. It will not cost you a penny. The toll-free number is 800-630-1494. This is, by the way, not a pamphlet. This is a 250-page, heavily documented book.
No, just get
$20
that,
at the bookstore.
Let's get that telephone number out one more time, and then your website.
Okay, well, 800-630-1494 is the number. My website, well, the website for this book is just greatwithdrawal.com. That's GreatWithdrawal.com. And you can see what the book is about. As I say, we have eight more of these coming down the pipe in our series. And it's really remarkable. I mean, even I did not understand how interwoven and subversive these powers are that are aimed at undermining our freedom, well, basically our entire culture. This is advancing the progressive agenda. Part of what's wrong with it, as I was suggesting, is that all the government scientists who speak up for global warming represent a vested political interest. This is where they get their money. This is where they get their power. They are serving the government because their jobs and money come from the government. And many years ago, a Colorado senator, a left-wing Democrat named Tim Wirth, appeared before a group of weather scientists in Colorado and said to them, and this is an almost verbatim quote as I remember it, "We ought to ride the global warming issue because even if the theory proves false, it will still lead us to do things we ought to be doing anyway." And what he meant by that is, I don't care if global warming is true or not. It's just a great way to tear down capitalism and replace it with the socialism that Worth advocated. And that, in fact, is what it is. It is the modern home. The green movement is the modern home of what yesterday were reds, basically. It's a movement of people who want government to be much larger. This conspiracy has gone so far. For those who don't believe this, go onto the web and just look up a phenomenon called Climate Gate, where a few years ago, people got a hold of a group of emails that were passing back and forth between the scientists at Britain's and some of our two climate research centers, the big global warming advocates. And you will find in there things like one scientist boasting to others on an email website that they believed nobody was watching except them. It was their little secret website. One of them was boasting how wonderfully we had been able to, quote, hide the decline, close quote, in global temperatures by manipulating the data, by just leaving out the results of key weather stations around the world until they could make it appear that the world was still getting warmer instead of actually getting colder, as it has been for the last 18 years. You find these scientists boasting that they were able to block those who disagreed with them from being able to be published in the scientific journal. And this, you see, is what happens if you're a young scientist who's a weather scientist or a climatologist or a meteorologist, and you want to advance your career. It is quickly made clear to you that you better get on the gravy train of being pro-global warming. That's how you get published in the journals. The warming people control all the journals in this field. They simply will not allow publication by anyone who disagrees with them. And so they rigged the forum. And yet now we even have had the United Nations climate panel acknowledge that they're not really sure what in the world is going on with climate. They can't explain the sudden stop in warming for the last 18 years. And so they're scratching their heads, too, and saying, gee, I guess the temperature somehow went into the oceans, and it's still here, and it's still going to get us. They don't even look at the reality that, for example, we're supposed to be at the peak of a sunspot cycle right now. And at the peak of a sunspot cycle, the sun is supposed to be burning a little warmer than usual. Well, we have an almost record low number of sunspots. We're at a peak that isn't a peak, Dr. Stan. That would mean the sun is actually burning a little cooler than normal, but they're not willing to say maybe it's the sun that's altering temperature here on Earth. Maybe it isn't human pollution. Oh, and the other problem that they don't get into that I find fascinating, even if the world were warming, even if human pollution were doing that, we have ways of engineering the climate to make the planet cooler. And they're very inexpensive. For example, you go up to 100,000 feet and you scatter some very, very finely powdered sulfur into the lower edge of the stratosphere. And when you do that, that will begin to alter the patterns of cloud droplets all around the world, what we used to do with our sulfur-rich fuels and their pollutant products. And that will make the droplets on the top of clouds smaller, and that will increase the albedo or reflectivity of the clouds, and that will bounce more sunlight into space, and that will cool the planet. Ironically, when environmentalists were insisting we take all this sulfur out of our coal and our oil and so on, they were actually making the planet warmer by doing that, by taking the sulfur pollution out of the atmosphere. By the way, humans are not the only source of sulfur in the atmosphere. Volcanoes put it up at very high altitude as well. But what I'm saying is, even if it's a problem, it's a fixable problem without spending $100 trillion, without giving the government hyper-control over world industry and our jobs and our lives and our private property. And yet, everything about the global warming debate is carefully rigged so that the only solution is always more government But we don't need more government to fix this, even if the globe were warming. We already have the knowledge that we could turn the thermostat of the planet up or down by a degree pretty much any time we wanted. And the beauty of this technique, for example, putting sulfur into the upper atmosphere, that will filter out naturally in about 2 years. In other words, if you stop doing it, the planet will return to normal. So there's no danger in doing that. It is not a permanent pollution. It's a temporary pollution that can let us regulate the temperature on the planet. And yet this is exactly the kind of thing that Al Gore will not countenance hearing for a moment. This is what they really dread, the fact that we can undo their whole agenda with simple logic. And it's a totally dishonest agenda they're pushing in the first place. But even if it were true, we can undo it. And this is what they do not want to face up to. Because, after all, global warming is to them just a pretext, just a way for progressives to get to ever bigger government control over our lives. And by the way, think seriously about that, because one of the sources of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is you every time you exhale. You are a source of pollution all by yourself, and therefore, under the kind of environmental laws Barack Obama now plans to push through by executive authority and through the EPA, that would give the government the right to directly regulate your life, because you are a source of greenhouse pollution.
And yet, of course, greenhouse pollution is essential. Basically, of course, it is the CO2 that goes into flowers, that goes into trees, and that suddenly goes into all living things. They cannot exist without CO2 in the atmosphere. And basically, if you increase the CO2, why, the trees grow better, the flowers grow better, the crops grow better, and nobody ever talks about this sort of thing.
You are so right. And, of course, if the trees and so on were to die, I once did a piece in Reader's Digest in which I raised the question. This was a piece, by the way, that won awards from the National Arbor Day Foundation and other environmental groups. And I said, if you've ever wanted to do $1 million worth of good for the planet, all you need to do is plant 5 trees and keep them alive for 50 years. And those 5 trees and the amount of oxygen they produce from the CO2 that we breathe out, in the amount of shade they supply, in the amount of habitat for animals, in a whole lot of other benefits that plants create, they will generate $1 million worth of good for the world just by being there. So if you have something you want to do this summer, plant a few trees.
Well, the thing is that these are the things that people are not going to hear discussed, certainly on most of the media, because the media is controlled. You're not going to see it written up in an awful lot of magazines or newspapers because they're controlled. And there's an organized effort to conceal the truth from the American people. And I'm sure you run into that, don't you, Lowell?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I've observed it basically since I was about 17. When I began realizing just how much the media does systematically lie. If people had any idea how much the media lies to them, they would be utterly horrified.
Well, that's why we do what we do, 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. And at least we know that we have people all across America and all across the world listening to us on AM and FM and shortwave stations, listening on the internet, certainly listening by satellite, even listening by telephone. What a privilege it is to have a voice in times like this, and so that I can help people like you, who has a vast amount of knowledge, get the information out.
Oh, and for example, just something the media should have commented on. While the Senate on Monday was doing all this inane preaching about global warming, what was happening? Well, a massive middle-late March snowstorm was tracing up the East Coast. I mean, this is not typical weather that we're seeing. As I say, we're now having the coldest six-month period since 1912 on the planet, and they're calling it global warming. Did they actually expect to convert anyone with this preaching? No, they expected to do two things. Number one, change the topic away from the nightmare of Obamacare, the Crimea, and other real news that shows the president's incompetence. And number two, one of the Democrat Party's biggest donors, say, one of the billionaires who supports that party of the rich, had said he would withhold at least $500,000 in campaign donations unless they made a gesture that they were more concerned about global warming than they have been. You know, in recent polling, it shows less than half the American people even care about global warming. More than half believe it's fraudulent. And that half is, in fact, right, that it's not an important issue because it's not even a real issue.
Well, I think it's fascinating as we see this.
Oh, by the way, you mentioned the Arctic and the ice in the Arctic and how the left likes to say, the ice has melted off the Arctic Ocean. How terrifying. Do people know at the height of winter how thick the ice actually is over most of the Arctic Ocean? Answer, 10 to 20 feet thick. Now, that may sound dramatic to you or me, but that's only the equivalent of about 2 feet of water. I mean, it's nothing. It's a trivial little skim of ice compared to ice thousands of feet thick over Antarctica. And yet they act as if the two oceans were equivalent. They're not equivalent at all. The Arctic Ocean is ice cap is an almost irrelevant thing. But as you say, quite rightly, the ice cap over Antarctica is getting thicker. Not by 10 or 20 feet, but by hundreds of feet.
And the whole story is really so incredible. But you're not going to get it because the media, I believe, is rigidly controlled. I think it's very hard to get the information. Fortunately, we do have the Internet, so you can check out the things that we're talking about. Those of you, Cindy, would have the access to the Internet. You'll probably want to listen to this program again. It'll be posted on our website. You want to hear our interview with Lord Monckton, Cindy, that we did just yesterday.
Oh, by the way, I want to applaud Lord Monckton. He is doing the work of the Lord out there.
Isn't he a great guest?
He is magnificent. He's very, very well informed. And, of course, this is why we put our books out, too, and why we give them to people for free. My co-author, Craig Smith, frankly, is a very successful businessman. He doesn't need a few dollars more from selling books. That means nothing to him. What does matter is saving the future and bringing back the American Republic, our Constitution, our ideals, the ideal of small government, individual freedom, individual responsibility, and as you said, honest money, to bring those values back for his children and grandchildren. Because if we don't, our freedoms are going to just be sucked away as more and more people are addicted to government money printed out of thin air.
Well, now, is Craig going to be available for radio interviews before long? Is he not going to be doing those, do you know?
You know, he is so busy. I think he does take time about once a week to appear on Neil Cavuto on Fox, and that's pretty close to it.
Okay. Well,
but I will ask him.
Okay, ask him. I'd love to get him on. Our guest, of course, is Lowell Potty. And basically, of course, you can get the free gifts, or you can get the free book. They'll even pay for the telephone call. One more time, the telephone number to call.
Sure, the 800 number is 800-630-1494. We'll pay for the postage and everything else. That's 800-630-1494. We just want to put this survival guide and ammunition into the hands of listeners as caring as yours.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is the four books out. There'll be eight more coming. And Cindy will be back here in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program with Lowell Potty. But the information is vitally important. You have to understand the whole thing of global warming is a scam. There's been no warming for 17 years, but you'll never hear that in the media.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope you enjoyed our conversation this evening with Lowell Potty, and basically his information he has is vitally important. You may even want to get a copy of the CD or tape of tonight. And then, of course, we did a wonderful interview with Lord Monckton just yesterday, and certainly that was a 4 o'clock program. You can hear it on the Internet. Of course, we hope you want to get the CD, but if not, you can certainly hear it on the Internet. You have our permission to copy it and get it out. He did a wonderful job of simply pointing out the fraudulent nature of global warming. This is Lord Monckton. He's a British peer, but I consider him a personal friend. I've never met him, but we've talked to him a number of times on the radio. He's certainly one of my favorite guests, and I'm certainly well known for the clarity of his thought process. Well, certainly, if you go up to our website, we do have actually a 4-tape set on global warming or 4-CD set on global warming. We certainly encourage you to get the information and help us to get it out. Certainly, global warming is totally fraudulent. And there is a small group that wants to destroy America. They are evil. They are Luciferian. You can go to their website, the Trilateral Commission, trilateral.org. Look at their logo. It's 3 sixes bound together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross. Get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. And, of course, you can get the 4-CD sets or the other material. Or get my book by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And we have certainly all sorts of 4-tape sets or 4-CD sets. We have DVDs. We have all sorts of books on all sorts of subjects. If you'd like to look up at our website, RadioLiberty.com, you can go through all of the items that we have. Or certainly, if you'd like to get a catalog, just call us at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California, and simply ask for a free catalog. We'll send it along. Certainly, you can help us by joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters and on a monthly basis getting our 4 best CDs of the month and our newsletter. You don't have to take them if you can, but if you'd like to get those items, we'd love to get them to you. And then we do carry all sorts of health products that will help you maintain your health. And basically, if you'd like a list of the items we offer, many of them Barbara and I take ourselves. Certainly, magnesium is vitally important. Most people are magnesium deficient. Certainly, most people certainly are selenium deficient. Certainly most people need supplementary vitamin D3 because we don't get enough sunlight, especially this time of year. You should be taking 5,000 units of vitamin D3 all year long. And then, of course, if you start to come down with a flu or with a cold, I take it every 4 hours until the symptoms clear, because vitamin D3 has a tremendous effect on your immune system and your immune response. We carry another product. It's called Alabiotic. Alabiotic, it's oil of oregano, oil of elderberry, oil of garlic, and a couple of other items, but they stimulate the immune system. So basically, if you are in contact with the flu bug or the cold bug, it's a good idea to take something in the wintertime to boost your immune system. Vitamin D3, though, is the most important thing, and all of these things you can get from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. Certainly, Iodorol is certainly an iodine supplement we carry. Most people need an iodine supplement, and we think it's excellent for you. So we recommend that, certainly. And then, of course, we'll be having our good friend Bill Sardi on Friday talking about a product that he carries, Garlicime. It's a garlic product, which has certainly been very, very beneficial. We don't carry it because we don't want to compete with our good friend Bill Sardi. But we hope that you'll listen to our program on Friday at the same hour. Bill will be with us. That's just two nights from tonight. Always certainly one of my favorite guests. So we ask you, of course, to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and ministers. If you can support Radio Liberty, please do. Otherwise, please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
Gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 12 March 2014. If you're a little shocked by the weather, that it was 70 yesterday and a touch of snow last night, we are too. Kind of weird. But one foot in front of the other. We're so glad to have you join us today. And when I say join us, that is Josh.
Good morning.
Good morning. And JD.
Hello.